Entitlements, not just something teenagers have, but strata plans have them as well. We're going to talk about how to read a strata plan this morning. Stay tuned.
Morning.
Boom. How are you, Billy Bob?
So good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Is why do they call you the old man in the young man's body?
Well, they also call me the real estate detective because day in, day out, it's a part of the job to go through these strata plans with a fine-tooth comb and look at what's included and what's not included. Pitch it up to the buyers.
Yeah. You still didn't answer why they call you the old man in the young man's body.
I'm not sure. I've got a few names in the office.
I've got to tell everyone, this guy is years beyond his age. So very, very talented. Hopefully he can teach us all something today. Can you tell us about the what we wanted to do is inside of a contract when you go to buy a property, you will have a strata plan in a strata building. Also, if you are a tenant, you can often get confused as to which parking's yours or not yours. As a landlord, you can get confused as to what is on title. Is your, you know, your balcony, is that courtyard? And you don't really know. Now, you can, to get one of these little puppies, you can ask your strata manager to supply you with one. These strata. So basically what it is, before we start, is it's a couple of pages of a diagram which shows who owns what in that building or in that plan. So if there's 10 units, you'll sort of see 10 boxes, and are there balconies, are there garages, are there storage rooms, what else is on title?
Yeah. So there's a difference between sometimes your lot number and your apartment number. So that's one thing to start with when you're looking at these strata plans. You don't always look for your apartment number. So as an example, if you're in a fairly modern or large complex, chances are that your lot number could be different. So again, that's something to have a look at first. We can help you with that if you're confused. But let's bring up
strata plan. They'll often, as a working example, say there's 200 units in the building, instead of you getting the unit number 199, you'll get the unit number maybe 2.09, so it's level 2 and unit 9 on your floor plate. But when you go to your strata plan, you're going to get the number, lot number 199 or lot number 154. The way you actually search for the properties by orientation. So it's a little bit like a map. You'll see your north, you'll see your other units, you'll see the shape of your building, and you sort of turn around and go, okay, that's my unit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So they're not that hard to read, but I think as a first timer, there certainly is a lot to see, and you kind of go, whoa, where on earth do I begin? So if you're looking to purchase a property, you can find these strata plans in the contracts. They're usually buried. Maybe, well, you can see here's the line. So maybe, you know, depending on the size of the contract, obviously it's you know, certainly not the top 10, 20, 30 pages. It's usually a little bit below that. But you scroll down.
So can you zoom up on that little puppy? So is that one page or two pages?
I've got two pages here. We'll do page one.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is page one of your strata plan. This is kind of the overarching sort of page that tells you everything. So there's your strata plan number. Every registered strata plan has a unique number. That's something you can search again for and find out who, you know, looks after the building. It tells you quite a lot of things. It tells you what council it's registered with. So Warringah Council. It will tell you
what I love on that, and what I get asked the most on this page is how old's the building. And generally, most of the buildings, when they were built, the strata plan was registered. So on the top right there, you'll see when that strata plan was registered. almost the birthday of the strata plan, 26th of the 5th, 1976. So basically, that building, 1976, is a 47-year-old building. If you just move that to the right a little bit, Billy, you can see it's 1974. So you can see that she's a 49-year-old building. That's how you tell how old, often you can tell how old a building is.
Yeah, that's well said. So there's your overview, Grafton Crescent, Kempsey Close. This is the property we have for sale at the moment. Page two is your unit entitlement. Tell us about this, Mark.
All right, this confuses people because it's not a, people think they often have a percentage, but they'll, but sometimes it's not. So this particular one's a bit easier because it's aggregated 1,000 units. So what they'll actually do is they'll say, okay, this is how they used to handle it, much more basic 50 years ago. But say there's 11 units in the building, and what they'll do is say, okay, we're going to give you, we're going to aggregate to 1,000 on the bottom. See there the number that says 1,000. And then they're going to say, okay, we're going to treat every unit differently, and everyone's going to pay different strata levies depending on. Now, back in the 60s and 70s, they generally did size. So the smaller units paid less strata rates, the higher units, the bigger units paid large strata rates. So if you want to see how who's paying more and who's paying less in your strata scheme, you will go to this table and you will see the person that pays the less to the 77 meter squared, which is unit lot 7 and lot 11, and the people that are paying all. So you can, you probably might be able to say that 7 and 11 may be one bedroom units and the remainder may be two bedroom units, because I know that block. So I know we're selling a couple, we've sold a couple of two bedders in there. That's why I reckon they'll look at it.
Another thing that can impact entitlement is your outdoor space. So if you've got a big terrace or a big balcony that's on title, that's different to someone that might be on the ground floor and has exclusive use of a garden space. Another thing that can impact entitlement is whether you've got a lock-up garage versus a car space at times. As Mark said, generally the entitlement is reflective of the size of the property. But there are things that can change that. And it always, always adds up to the aggregate.
So there came a time about 15 years ago when they decided just splitting up by size is not fair and not good enough, because some units may have an incredible view facing the ocean and some units may be facing the main road on the other side of the same block. Why should I be paying, one unit's worth $2 million, one unit's worth $700,000, but they're the same size? So over the last 5, 10, 15, probably about 15 years ago, they started actually getting a bank valuer in and they started aggregating off the bank valuations of the property. So it actually had nothing to do with size. It had what to do with the valuation. So the higher value of the property, you proportionately pay the higher strata in the building.
Well said. So then underneath, the top two pages, you can then break it down to your individual floors. So again, same strata plan number, but this is now going to give us a bit of an idea what's on ground floor. The small spaces on the left here, are all car spaces or garages. And then you can break it down to the individual lots. So if you're looking at to buy apartment number one, lot one in this case, you're looking for your total size here, which is 71.6 meters squared internal, and then a total of 84.1, which would generally be inclusive of your parking and your balcony and storage, anything that is on title for the apartment.
Now, we've got no squiggly lines, Billy Bob.
Not in this case. Not in this case. There might be one on floor two. Let's have a look. No. Tell us what the squiggly line means.
All right. So if you want to know what's connected to your lot, sometimes they'll have areas that are connected or and not connected, and they will use like an S the diagram S over, see where it says balcony and see where it says PT lot 11, over that line that's in between those two, they'll put that S, and that means this is part of that strata of that lot. They'll put an S. So it's actually pretty rare you don't see it. So this is a bit more rarer, this strata plan, but you will see that definition. They'll join that by that S on a strata plan. So generally, with these total numbers, if they are in feet, there'll be a legend down the right hand side which will convert from feet to meters squared, and then that total is really deceiving for real estate agents. So if you zoom up on that, Billy Bob, you'll see 61 meters squared. So you've got including the balcony, and then you've got total 74 meters squared. So what you will actually find, pretty rare they actually say that. That's great. It's a well-written strata. But if you do 74.3 minus 61, that will balance out to your car space. If it doesn't, then I start going looking for a storage room.
Yeah. There could be a hidden secret. That's where you get excited. Yep. Don't be worried.
Yeah.
So that's page 2 and 3. Obviously, there's only two floors to this building. So you've got ground floor, or I should say three, ground floor, first floor, second floor. And then after that, you start getting into your bylaws, which is a whole nother story. But that's the sort of general quick overview of a strata plan. I think one more really important thing to look at is what's on title versus what's exclusive use. Big difference, and big difference in dollar value. So how much you should be spending on your property and your purchase.
Now, Luke's just saying the valuation thing doesn't make sense if one's renovated and one's not. The valuation was formed when they were all equal, when they were all brand new. So for instance, over the last couple of years, when they've got the strata plan ready to go for the new building, they will send that strata plan off for valuation by valuer. He'll put deemed values across everything, and they're all basically new units anyway. So there's no like unrenovated or renovated when that strata plan gets formed. If that helps, Luke.
Yeah. And one other thing you didn't see in that strata plan is common property. Common property is something that's enjoyed by all lots owners. It could be anything from a communal garden area. It could be something as basic as a visitor car space. That's not owned by one individual owner, and that's where your group decisions come in as to what's done with common property and how it's maintained.
And what I think is going to be interesting with these strata plans is people buying airspace or like what you just said, buying common property. Everything's for sale. If you can convince the owners in the building, if you can see a car space at the back, or you can see a courtyard that's available, or you can see the building can take in its zoning an extra roof on top, another story on top, and you can convince those lot owners to sell them to you, you can.
There you go. There's your hidden secrets. Have a good day.
Hidden secrets. Love you. See ya. Bye.